Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. It's Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. And world leaders around the planet are announcing that COVID-19 is an official planetary language. Not just the new planetary language, the official new planetary system of control, the unifying factor. They've now openly declared it to be a religion. Everything is hysteria of humans being a poison upon the earth that must be eradicated. And COVID-19 is the Messiah here to teach us that we're dirty and evil and bad and must be exterminated. And now, the establishment media, the mouthpieces of the New World Order, are in fear because humanity is awakening. And now, Russell Brand and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan all sound just like Alex Jones.
As soon as you give politicians power, any kind of power that didn't exist previously, if they can figure out a way to force you into carrying something that lets you enter businesses or lets you do this or lets businesses open, historically, they are not going to give that power up. They find new reasons to use
it. I'll be back.
We have to protect those freedoms at all costs, whether you agree with people's choices or not, because it is the foundation that this country was founded on. Freedom. This idea of freedom, there's so many people that think it's frivolous, it's not important, it's not the main thing that we should be focused on, but it is the literal structure that allows this country to be so amazing. Every single country that's ever existed other than the United States, up until 1776, every country that has ever existed was run by dictators, all of them. This is the first experiment in self-government that actually worked, and it created the greatest superpower the world's ever known. It created the greatest cultural machine, the greatest machine of art and creativity and innovation right in here. And how did it do that? It did it through freedom. And as soon as you see something, anything that comes along and inhibits your freedom, you should be very cautious of that. You should be very suspicious. Because anything that comes along that can inhibit your freedom is, by definition, anti-American.
By definition, it is anti-human. So globalists have gotten the jump on us. They've launched their assault. They've launched their attack. It's in all their documents. The public isn't used to being hit by a tyranny like this. And so they're a little bit shocked. They're a little bit blown away right now. But we're starting to get our bearings about us. People are really starting to understand what we're being hit by. And we're coming together in a massive awakening. So we are all living in an incredibly historic times. And I'm very proud of Joe. I'm not trying to give myself credit the fact that he's so awake. It's the tyranny that woke him up, or that Russell Brand's so awake now, or Tucker Carlson. I mean, I've known all these guys for a long time. I've known Russell Brand for more than 10 years. I've known Tucker Carlson for more than 10 years. I've known Joe Rogan for 22 years, coming up on 23 years. And I've known a lot of other people as well behind the scenes, and they thought I was crazy. Now they call me up, they apologize, and they say, damn, you were right, this is amazing. What do we do? And I say, well, you know what to do. You understand what you're facing. It's history. Joe's just as smart as I am, probably smarter. So is Tucker Carlson. Russell Brand's incredibly smart. But they're nice guys, so they project that niceness onto the world. Well, that's not what's going on. That's not what's really happening. So that's an extremely powerful piece that needs to get out. So all of you out there watching us today or listening to us, you should go and share that quick Joe Rogan video that a patriot put together with comments he'd made to back it up. And that's the same thing our listeners do, is where they take things I've said and then augment it and add to it and riff off of it like jazz. And that's the true human communication that goes back to people putting graffiti on the side of the Roman walls when they were being censored. And tyranny's been the norm in history. Liberty's been the exception. Tyranny's making its move again. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because the UN globalist directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all of these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, and nourishing your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action, and I thank you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are live broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, September 28th edition. And we have another incredible show for you today. And a broadcast that is designed to give you the facts, to give you the reality, and to give you a historic, current, and future blueprint to survive and thrive into this pro-human future. The globalists have decided to shut down a pro-human future and build an extreme dystopia on its ashes because free humanity is something they can't control and something they can't dominate. So they would rather just phase the majority of us out. And the big question is, are you going to go quietly into that poisonous, dark, destructive, enslaved night? And more importantly, are you going to sign your children and future generations over to living under the bondage of this clear evil that has combined its forces together against us? So let's go into the news. I'm going to read you just some of the headlines here. When we come back from break, I'm going to burrow into the fact that Joe Rogan is right. And he's absolutely on target about the classical tyranny we see being foisted and set up against us now. Joe Rogan posts a video comparing vaccine mandates to the Holocaust. Well, Joe Rogan's comments were taken by someone else and put over historical footage of the Nazis, which it's very comparable to have an injection to buy or sell and have tracking systems. We're going to back up Joe's historical facts in a moment with Supreme Court cases and more. This does all violate the Nuremberg Code. And here it is, British government trying to bypass Parliament to implement vaccine passports. Over 3,000 doctors and scientists signed a declaration accusing COVID policymakers of crimes against humanity. That's coming up. They call it a global strategy of global governance to carry out crimes against humanity. Meanwhile, the Pfizer CEO says normal life won't return without regular COVID shots, and so you'll have to have vaccines to live. CEO of Moderna says even young will need to take vaccine booster shots indefinitely. On top of a pill you'll be forced to take twice a day by law to even leave your house. It's all being said by the Pfizer CEO. Remember what the Davos Group said 6 years ago? Klaus Schwab said, in the future, CEOs will be more powerful than presidents. You will take orders from them. And here is the example, using medical tyranny as the foot in the door. And that ties into so much I'm going to be getting into today that deals with this and where they're going and where they're taking us once they've intimidated over the population to submission. But I like this meme. It's totally true. Tom Hanks, I don't respect anyone who doesn't wear a mask. How do we respond? I don't respect anyone who was on Epstein's flight log. And then, of course, we have this video coming up next segment, the absolute state of our country and the world. The installed New York governor has declared COVID-19 the new religion of the Democratic Party. And I told you over a year ago, this is the new religion, the new language, the entire new world we're entering of hysteria and superstition and scientific ignorance wrapped in a parrot-like repeater saying that this is science, this is science, this is science. She's also declaring an emergency in New York, saying the military will now run the hospitals. Yep, just like that, into martial law. They knew the plan. They had it all set up from the beginning. Meanwhile, they've got billboards up all over the United States and Europe saying, stay safe, wrap your face, don't kiss your girlfriend. This is the cult where they don't want us to have children. Already worldwide, in the Western world, we see births in the last year and a half down more than 30%. So you see all the different layers of this to depopulate. They're taking place, locking us up like prisoners. And we've got so much more on all of this today we're going to be hitting. And then we've got this stack. That's just one of the COVID stacks. I've got four COVID stacks. Biden says 97 to 98% of Americans must be vaxxed before we get back to normal. I thought it was 70%, just like in Australia it was 70%. And the EU was 70%. As soon as you hit 70, they go, oh, sorry, it's 98%. Oh, but funny, where are they 95-plus percent? Despite 95% vaccination rate, Harvard experiences substantial outbreak, much higher than the national average, just like Israel and everybody else, or the island of Singapore. It's all the same. It's the shot doing it, but you can't tell the type of people that are under mind control that because they're in a trance state operating in their lower brain. They have articles out saying, switch off your brain. Don't think. It's easier. Married couples from Michigan who were both fully vaccinated die of COVID 1 minute apart. Well, and they praise them for having their shots and all the rest of it. And then hype up out of the hundreds of millions of Americans that haven't taken the shot. They then give examples of them on the news every day going, look, here's another 20 people died who weren't vaccinated. Yeah, because they went to the hospital and got put on ventilators, which is the new guillotine. So that's all coming up on the other side. And we're going to play the clip of the governor declaring the new emergency and saying that she is now the religious leader and the Democrats are her disciples and that COVID is their God. I'm not joking. This is real. New York to declare a state of emergency due to nurses quitting, getting fired over COVID mandate. So they're the big heroes, blah, 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 during the outbreak. But now they're medical workers. They're smart. They see what the shots are doing to their other coworkers and others that are sick and dying, so they don't want to take it, and so now they're fired. And then when things collapse, it's not the hospital owner's fault. It's not the greedy corporations. It's not them following the one-size-fits-all UN directives that have been proven to all be lies and poisonous. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's the fault of those evil nurses and doctors. Oh, and 600 Navy SEALs resigning because they won't take the shot because they've already seen what it does to people, and they can do the research. Oh, but don't listen to the Navy SEALs. What do they know? Don't listen to the doctors or the scientists or the Navy SEALs or, oh, and certainly don't criticize Biden for the military. Marine who blasted Afghan withdrawal being held in military lockup. He's not allowed out before trial. The lieutenant colonel who said this withdrawal has been done terribly by design to destroy confidence in the U.S. I mean, that's what happened. It's a fact. If you don't speak out against treason, well, then you are a traitor. They want everybody to know, hey, we're globalists, we're taking over, you do what we say, or you're going to go to the brig. Because the man's a hero, they don't want him all over the place. First they gagged him, he even remained quiet, then they went into wrestling. So that's all coming up as well today. And then we've got all the lies in the media that court precedents say you can forcibly inoculate whoever you want. Well, yeah, the same Supreme Court rulings say they can also sterilize you and cut your testicles off because you're black. Of course, now they do it by saying, be a trans black man, be a woman now. You'll be a celebrity. And all the TV ads show black men is super effeminate and they're the rock star because they are, because they're not going to have babies. It's all so transparent. It's all so sick. It's all so incredibly evil. So we're going to lay that out first when we come back. And then we are going to move into the economic news, which is all tied to this, and the election fraud news and several big guests. And, of course, your phone calls today. Separately, I am excited to know that listeners are engaged and focused in taking action, and we are getting a lot of copies of COVID Land, Part 1, the lockdown out, that documents how this is a criminal takeover and a fraud. Each order gets a free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that's more important than ever than when I made it 14 years ago. We're selling a lot of that film. But I decided to give everybody free one that gets COVID Land, that is very well produced and has more than 40 experts interviewed in it. It's simply amazing. And so a major benefactor funded the making of the film, paid for it. And then the filmmakers and crew did not get paid. And so they are being paid through the sale of the film. But it is free to air. You can buy a DVD and put it on local TV if you want. You can make copies of it as a Zero Country Co. We want you to. And so we're involved in the production. We're the producers of it. But folks paid to have this put out. So I hope you get it and help pay the crew and then have your hard copy for your library that they cannot censor as easily unless they come and confiscate it, which they might try to do in the future if we don't turn this around. So get your copy of COVID Land at COVIDland.com today or InfoWarsStore.com and get a free copy. Order by January 6th to get your free copy of Endgame.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Mandate, which strikes at midnight tonight, when everyone is expected in a hospital in the state of New York or a health care facility to have been vaccinated. I will be signing an executive order to give me the emergency powers necessary to address the shortages where they occur. That's going to allow me to deploy the National Guard, who are medically trained, deploy people who've been retired, who may have had a license lapse, bring in people from elsewhere. That is not my first position, though, my friends. My desire is to have the people who've been out there continue to work in their jobs, work in them safely, and to all the other healthcare workers who are vaccinated, they also deserve to know that the people they're working with will not get them.
Will not? Oh, my God. Let's go to rebroadcast for a while. Oh, my God. I can't handle this anymore. All right, we got a John Bound report for you. I'm going to restart next segment. See, I have a real anger problem with all the stuff that's going on here, but also get totally focused and ready. And I may have to just leave again. Okay, let's go to rebroadcast. All right, let's pick something for you to air here. Just air whatever you want. Air one of the John Bound reports. They're excellent. They're very informative.
Jay Sekulow's European Center for Law and Justice, the ECLJ, recently released a groundbreaking report detailing how left-wing NGOs have infiltrated the office of the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner to advance a radical open borders and pro-abortion agenda. The report, which is nothing short of being similar to divulging Hitler's master plan of the East before the invasion of Poland, has of course been completely ignored by all of the Mockingbird media.
Do you accept the idea that we have a crisis at the border?
I am focused on mission, Chuck, and the challenges that we face and our ability to meet those challenges.
Fortunately, the Gateway Pundit discusses in great detail the ECLJ report, uncovering the infiltration by NGOs of the ECHR, or the European Court of Human Rights, and the OHCHR, or the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. NGOs that include, in particular, the Ford Foundation, Soros's Open Society, MacArthur Call for Code Foundations, founded and chaired by Bill Clinton, as well as Microsoft, Counterpart International, and the Wellspring Philanthropic Fund.
The judges, who are elected by the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, are fully independent and do not represent any national interests.
Back in 2012, the ECHR busted the door open for radical open borders policy in the European Union with the landmark Hirsi, Jama and others versus Italy case, which was the first to criminalize border security as so-called pushbacks or refoulement, and obliged countries like Italy to let in illegal immigrants or pay 15,000 EU in damages to each illegal immigrant.
Italians accused the NGO for facilitating illegal immigration. The boat is part of a fleet of migrant rescue vessels active all across the Mediterranean Sea. As for the NGOs, they say they are defending the right to life by saving migrants from exploitation, violence and death. But their detractors think otherwise. They accuse such groups of actually aiding the lucrative business of human trafficking networks active in Turkey and Northern Africa.
The NGOs had infiltrated the OHCHR since 2010, as 52 of the 222 special rapporteurs who are required to be impartial hold or have held positions in Open Society or an NGO funded by the Ford or Open Society foundations.
You and other rapporteurs have signed this letter, and you use the phrase modern-day racial terror lynchings. I mean, what goes through the heads of UN special rapporteurs and your colleagues as human rights experts? What do you think the United States is going to do when it hears that you're calling the United States a place of modern-day racial terror lynchings?
We are really aware of the opinion that the U.S. authorities have no sense of reality about how bad it really is. We do have structural and systemic racism in the U.S.
This is just a fig leaf for tyranny. Maybe the time has come to replace the Human Rights Act with our own British Rights Act and perhaps get out of this European Court of Human Rights altogether.
These so-called United Nations replacement migration experts continue to receive direct payments from NGOs that increase every year. This is the source of the rhetoric from Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas.
Why didn't you build, forgive me, a wall or a fence to stop them from walking in this flood of people coming across the dam? It looks like a highway that allows them to cross the Rio Grande. The law provides that individuals can make a claim for humanitarian relief. That is actually one of our proudest traditions.
This is the source of the resettling of Afghan refugees in Texas, who cost the taxpayer $65,000 per individual annually and have been underperforming and draining our welfare system since 1980.
You want to know, I assume, just as we want to know, you know, how we can ensure who these people are. And this notion that they've been vetted as we would normally vet, I mean, how can we vet people? Are you going to call the Taliban government and say, you know, is this information about this criminal record accurate? Of course we can't.
Blue crime sanctuaries like Austin, Texas, where woke Democrat policies continue to ignore the taxpayer's safety, exchanging it for the full-blown invasion of the NGO's New World Order master plan. John Bound reporting.
All right, that is a very, very important video clip, and it's at Bandai Video, and I hope people share it. NGOs fuel UN operation against the United States of America. But I'll be honest with listeners. I don't think I can probably in the future do this show anymore. And this isn't me being dramatic. I can't keep doing this show anymore. I'm going to have to probably quit. It's not that I can't handle the globalists or anything else. I just can't handle knowing all this and nobody cares. And then it's just watching everybody slowly die and just everything falling apart. It's just, that's why I shouldn't do the show, because I'm just going to say depressing things here on air. We have to let them kill us. We have to let them kill our children too, because that's the liberal thing to do. And, you know, Fauci knows best, and so does Klaus Schwab. I mean, obviously, we deserve to die. Public doesn't care. People are letting them kill us. And they declared their new religion. And the religion is us hating ourselves and us all dying. And men won't stand up in this country and won't lead us out of this. And the whole world's falling apart. And so it's almost like sick to sit here on air and even try to fight this or stave it off. We should just turn it over to the devil, to run it down to the ground and destroy everything and kill everybody. That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants to be slaves. They want your resources cut off and you want to die. I know our audience doesn't, but you're the bad people. I'm the bad person. Seriously. I mean, Bill Gates at least has the will, gets up in the morning, organize things to take over and kill people because he thinks he deserves them to be alive and we don't. And in a way, he does. He's killing us. We're letting him do it. Bill Gates is better than us. Like all the leftists that take money from him, pretending like they're part of his power structure, the sooner this all goes down, the sooner they'll be dead too.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off, that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high quality vitamin B12. Check it out. the tongue again. Back of stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate. Back of stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that's so important, that I made 14 years ago, I explain that the establishment, the global social engineers, are going to set up a world government with a world army, world court, world currency, and a world religion. And the world religion will be earth worship, and they even talk about, in official UN biodiversity plans, reintroducing gladiatorial games where people die, and even human sacrifice, so that we see humans as bad, and that humans should be sacrificed to depopulate and bring balance back to the earth, because almost every pagan society, from the ancient Mayans and Aztecs to the ancient Druids in Europe to what happened in Africa, everywhere else, humans would build up civilizations, build up a larger population, and then the priest class would say, we need to start depopulating. And they had different reasons for doing that. But it's a way to shut down your competition. And so that's how I've known what's coming with the Great Reset and the fear of a virus. And now, does it matter if masks don't protect you? Does it matter if the so-called vaccine that's a gene therapy injection doesn't help you, actually destroys your immune system? It doesn't matter because it's the religion that humans are bad, humans are dirty. We've got to be patients of the global government. We've got to take whatever they say as a communal act of communion as a sacrament. So, of course, they've actuaried all this out. They have a year of lockdown around the world. Some places still locked down like Australia. Most medical tests aren't done. Most even essential medical things aren't done. And so you see a massive increase in cancers and heart attacks and illnesses. And the big insurance companies make trillions of dollars more because they're not giving you your care now, but you're still paying for your insurance. And now all over the world, they're firing up to half at some areas. On average, it's about 20% of their doctors and nurses are quitting or being fired because they won't take the experimental injections because they've seen as medical experts what it's doing at the one-foot view, not the 35,000-foot view. It's not anecdotal for them. It's not just statistics and science for them. They can see it. They've got the science. They've got the anecdotal, but they're witnessing it real live time with the science of reality. And so the system wants to bully everybody until about 90% are injected. Then they're going to tell the other 90%, you're not allowed to go out and you're not allowed to have a job and the economy collapsed and you're really sick from variants because the uninjected did it. Now, I said that 20 months ago. Now they're saying it today. We know the formula. The more you submit, the worse it gets. And those that submit don't get perks. They get pecked on and abused more because they're a target of the predators. Well, now we have the governor of New York freshly installed, one terrible governor now for one even worse, if it was possible. And here's Kathy Hochul saying this is a new religion. This isn't tongue-in-cheek. This isn't her joking. And she said, I am your religious leader, and you are my disciples. And I want you to go out now, and I want you to make everybody do this. So they've declared jihad. They've declared war. And this is a religion, the religion of depopulate the planet. We're all dirty and bad. We need the state to put something in us to make us sanctified that we pay Big Pharma for. And just like Klaus Schwab said 6 years ago, it was in Bloomberg, he said, within 10 years, all the world leaders will not be presidents and prime ministers. They'll be ceremonial and vestigial. This is a quote. They will essentially be vestigial or ceremonial. And it will be corporate leaders that run the world. And that is the CEO of Pfizer. Gates has pulled back because he was so exposed as his past eugenics comments, depopulation comments, exterminate the black people comments. And so now it's the new World Order's puppet that is the front man who is the CEO of Pfizer. So here she is declaring what they've already said. Now, why have I been saying for a couple of years this is a religion before they even launched the COVID fear? Why do you have the Surgeon General of Florida coming out last week and saying vaccines and the fear of this and the hysteria is a religion? Well, of course, Satan's religion is a con. It is fear. And the deeper you get into it, you keep thinking you'll get out if you'll just double down again. Newly appointed Florida Surgeon General says state done with fear. Vaccine treated like a religion. Yes. And it's done by behavioral psychologists who have a blueprint, who have a plan. That's why on the same day in Australia and the same day in Spain and the same day in Canada and the same day in the U.S. and the same day globally by the head of Pfizer, they said, this is never going to end. If you don't take the shot, you won't be able to live. What are they really saying? We're going to kill you if you don't take the shot. We're going to declare you non-essential. COVID vaccines are from God to us. New York governor tells Brooklyn megachurch, God wants you to take the genome of a dead baby. God wants you to take the genome of a jellyfish colony creature into you. God wants you to take this and make your cells produce a toxic spike protein, and I'll play a doctor next segment on breaking down how it gives you cancer. Now, just 6 months ago, it was bowing down to Black Lives Matter. A bunch of white people bowing to white people saying, we love black people, but really, they meant George Soros that funded it and created it. We worship the UN. We worship corporate America. We love black people. And almost all the major spokespersons for everything from insurance to automobiles is black people. All the globalists' goal is to exterminate everybody, particularly black folks. So they wrap themselves in camouflage. This camouflage isn't desert camouflage for Iraq. It's not jungle camouflage for Vietnam. It is black camouflage, urban camouflage, seen as cutting edge, seen as outside the box, seen as avant-garde, but really just the camouflage for the New World Order. So here is the governor announcing the new religion.
I've prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles.
Guys, hit pause, please. Back this up 10 seconds. I mean, this woman looks like some kind of demonic, skeksy witch. And she's up there after they murdered all these people sending COVID patients to the hospitals on purpose and used ventilators to do it. Got $53,000 for every person they killed. And the big hospitals donated money to them. And here's this monstrous woman. I mean, she looks like a damn demon. I don't know who looks more evil, her, Ryan Stelter, or Governor Whitmer. And she's up there saying, we know who they are. Some people, you hear, aren't getting the message from God. Oh, they're the devils, you see. The God gave us Fauci and Bill Gates and Big Pharma and the FDA director that legalized Oxycontin for children. And you see, now God has come out and given us her, but there's people that are of the devil. We know who they are, and she needs the apostles now to go out and rape us with the poison shot that removes our immune system and slowly kills us. Here it is.
Vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love? But to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe when they're in schools. I want you to be safe when you go to a doctor's office or to a hospital and are treated by somebody. You don't want to get the virus from them. You're already sick or you wouldn't be
there. Stop right here. I'm going to have to come back and play this whole damn thing next segment and then just analyze it piece by piece. She goes, listen to God, take the shot, be loving. She doesn't wear a cross. She wears the word vaxxed around her neck, the new religion. And who tells us? It's Big Pharma. It's the globalists. It's the big corporations. It's government. They're our God. It's the state. And we get our sacrament like communion from the end of a needle. And now they want our children.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Banned network in the world.
And if you just joined us, apparently Alex Jones show, a couple segments back, I got mad, so mad I couldn't even be on air. That's not an act. I see all this, and it's so evil and so horrible, and other people are in a trance. I think it's all normal to have this takeover happening that I'm not going to yell and scream like I used to on air. I'm just going to have to go off air when that happens. But that's a normal response. The fact that we let them keep babies alive after they're born, so they call it 42 weeks. They've passed laws around the country to keep babies alive for weeks after they're born because they can get more money for their organs if they can get them born, have them in a hospital bed in a special wing, and then wait till all the orders are ready. Then they gut them, get to the airport, and you know, fly it out. Or people come in for their children to get those body parts. And people aren't being told this. And if you let that happen, if I let that happen, well, then I become an accomplice to it. And I told you about that more than 10 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. Well, it was in documents. It was in lawsuits. It came out then. It was well known then. I had medical workers on that exposed it then. I mean, I've had medical workers on from Texas, Pennsylvania, New York, and California. So is Rob Dew and other hosts here. Nurses that named their names that were in the newspaper went public in some of the cases because they would say, okay, now to give vaccinations to all the preemies. Well, up until about 10 years ago, nobody gave shots to preemies because it could kill them, make them stop breathing. because they have an autoimmune response. And they would then get mad at the hospital board and say, we want to be able to save them. So some hospitals would say, okay, you can put them on ventilators or defibrillate their hearts if they die from the shot. And so they would get all the equipment ready, give them the shots, and watch in the next few minutes, the next few hours, for them to stop breathing, and they'd save them. They were able to save most of them. I've had three nurses on about that. Those are interviews that YouTube, of course, erased, but we found some and put them back on Bandai Video. That's just one thing I know about. Do you understand how criminal the medical system is? You realize how evil it is at the top with its insurance company and HMOs and corporate owners. They're the worst people on the planet. The FDA had approved fentanyl and OxyContin. She approved the OxyContin. She was the regulator over it then. Now she's the head for children. And now she tells you the COVID shot is safe and effective. And you hear it from Biden. And you hear from the governor in New York, they say, oh, you've got to keep people safe. You've got to take the shot so no one can get COVID. And they say it's totally effective. It's not even 39% effective. It gives you COVID. Even their own numbers say 39. Here's an example. Biden, 97 to 98% of Americans must be vaxxed before we get back to normal. That's a video statement he said last night. Oh, really? Here's Harvard. Despite 95% vaccination rates, Harvard experiences substantial outbreak of COVID, more than twice the national average. Meanwhile, Joe Rogan is attacked for calling a medical ID to buy or sell similar to Nazi Germany, and the media attacks him saying no one's allowed to make allusions to Nazi Germany. Let's get the ADL after you, except they've got one problem. Even if you believe that outrageous yardstick where you can't compare things to a Holocaust, because there's been lots of killing on this planet, lots of things to compare it to. Look at Mao, killed way more than Hitler ever did. Can you talk about that? Can we compare it to that? How about it's worse than that? But Joe didn't do that. Joe talked. And somebody put video of Nazis over it, and then now they're trying to get Joe in trouble because he's exposing what they're doing. I'm going to get to that as well, but this video is so incredible. I'm going to play it from the start to the end. I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to just cover it when we come back. But here's the governor of New York yesterday at a major Bronx megachurch saying, God wants you to take this shot. God gave you the scientists, Bill Gates and Pfizer and all the rest of them that have paid tens of billions of dollars for poisonous drugs they knowingly put out, and that they are of the Lord and that listen to God and you need to take these shots. It's the new religion. She doesn't wear a cross around her neck. She wears the word vaxxed. This is an official rollout. This is all war games. And that you're not listening to God. We know who the bad people are. We need the Christians. Of course, these aren't Christians. I'm not judging. I'm just saying that this message is not Christian. To accept the mark of the beast in New York, or you can't buy or sell unless you take this into your body. I mean, this is how Revelation unfolds with the takeover and seduction of the churches. You're witnessing it. Behind every hero is a lot of heart. Oh, you got a lot of heart. Now you're going to take your monthly shots, they've announced. And pills you got to take every day. All from Pfizer. Pfizer is like the priest handing us the wine and the bread. And this is the body and this is the blood. And they put it in us to make us better, to make us where we can live and do something. I mean, this is an occult religion. A giant satanic exercise. And here's one of their priestesses up there just with glowing demonic eyes. I mean, she just looks like a villain out of a movie. You would cast her in a movie for a dystopian future where they say it's the religion to take poison shots that create cancer virus-causing prions, spongiform encephalopathy, and all the death, and it's of the Lord, and God says do it, but, oh, there's some people that aren't good who are influenced by maybe Satan. So now the church lady's a pro-abortion, pro-partial birth abortion, crazed lunatic woman. You've been given behavioral psychology, liberation theology, talking points to say it's a sacrament. Here she is.
I prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what?
God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love but to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe when they're in schools. I want you to be safe when you go to a doctor's office or to a hospital and are treated by somebody. You don't want to get the virus from them. You're already sick or you wouldn't be there. We have to solve this, my friends. I need every one of you. I need you to let them know that this is how we can fight this pandemic, come back to normal, and then start talking about the real issues that we have to. Fighting systemic racial injustice, which exists today. And if there's a denier, I will take you on any day because I've seen it. I know it exists. And we are not going to have a blind eye to this ever again any longer under my...
So they're launching global depopulation through these poison shots. I have endless clips of top scientists. I'll play them next hour. Brand new clips saying it goes to your ovaries. It attacks your testicles. Everything that's been coming out, everything that we know historically these people are want to do, they're now doing through these injections. And so she says it protects you when it doesn't. She says it's God telling her to do this. And she says, I'm fighting racial injustice, finally, when this is a giant depopulation operation. And there she is in a predominantly minority church telling them, take their shot. Oh, but sorry, most of you did. Now there's a third one. Oh, there's a fourth one. Oh, there's a pill you got to take. Because she said, we got to get out of this. We got to turn this around. We got to solve this. We're a year behind Australia. A year ago, they were telling them, just stay locked down, take your shots. You'll get out of this. And now they're like, sorry, it's never going to end. Shots every 2 months, pills you got to take. If you try to leave your house, 30 cops come and jump on top of you. This is the dystopia. People were voting them out in Australia. We're voting them out here. And so the globalists said, let's just bring in Operation Lockstep, which is an authoritarian corporate plan to establish world medical dictatorship with the world ID. And it's here. And they're making their move. And if we don't resist it, we will be totally enslaved. This is their satanic, anti-human, post-human religion. And any church promoting it, you know, has got a devil in the pulpit. I'm going to go to break. Let's fight back with the new film, Vaxxed. You get a free copy of Endgame at COVIDland.com. COVIDland.com to get COVIDland, the lockdown, and expose their attempt to basically enslave us and take control of us. The new film, COVIDland, the lockdown, with a free copy of Endgame, available at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got to get the order in by the 6th of October to get the free copy of Endgame. And then we want you to take that copy and make copies of both films and share them. You'll, I don't want a DVD. That's old tech. No, it's actually HD. Burn it. Save it on your hard drive. Make copies. Share it. Whatever you do, warn the world. You are the Paul Revere's. Or you can roll over and worship Satan. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh.